Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
Good.
Anything new up there?
Nothing.
You guys have, over the last 2 years, have seen from the outside, it seems like you've been very focused on Sundays and game days, no matter what's swirling around you. How have you done that? What's the secret to that, to keep the thing going at practice and meetings when stuff is happening that could be a distraction?
Well, I think we try to let the players know exactly what the circumstances are, what's going on. And then we try to get back to work, and we do put a lot of emphasis, obviously, on the preparation, and preparation being the key to success, which I know everyone talks about. But this group and the leadership that's involved in this group have done a very, very good job of keeping everyone, including the young guys, focused.
Is this one of the more difficult things you've been through?
You know what? I don't know. I don't have any way of gauging these type of things, and so let's just say it's not been pleasant.
Are you happy at least it's reached some kind of resolution in the last 24 hours?
Well, it had to. I mean, we had to move on. We have 52 other guys downstairs that have got to be able to move forward instead of the constant questions.
You know, not let things affect them at all.
Well, I really do think, and I probably have already answered this, I think, but I believe that it is a mentally tough group. I think that they are very much into objectives and goals and challenges, and it's not as if we haven't had a little bit of this earlier in the year and dealt with it, and so I don't want to say that that's the reason that we've been able to handle this pretty well, but certainly it's part of it.
Tom, after you guys beat New England, how much time did you spend in the offseason worrying about, now that these players have reached such a high goal, that they'd be able to come back and have the type of success?
We certainly spent time thinking about it. It wasn't a burdensome time. It was a preparatory time, and it had to do with collectively, you know, giving them some thoughts before we broke in the spring, and then when we arrived at camp all together, then we called this to the attention of everybody, got them refocused, told them about our objectives, told them about our ability to transition from, you know, the Super Bowl went on, and kind of explained right off the bat about the things that were being said and the questions being asked, and we kind of looked at that and talked about that being a challenge to not fall into that category. And we've always been, and this team has been very good about not looking at yesterday, but rather looking ahead.
Are you almost more proud of this group for what they've been able to do, considering that, than last year? In a way?
Well, I think it started, it's basically a group that we've been proud of all along, but the, let's just see where it goes.
Tom, is there less, you're getting accustomed now to losing guys in key places and plugging in other guys and guys stepping up, but I mean, as it goes on, I mean, does it become less margin of error for the rest of the team?
Well, certainly everyone has to rise up and play better if you're going to overcome the loss of an outstanding player. And I think not just the guy who's in that spot, but everyone around him has got to do a better job so that, you know, you kind of, what we've always tried to do is make sure that everyone understands we all carry the burden.
Tom, you're obviously a run-first team, and there's a lot of teams that are having success this year that are in that category of piling up yards. What are the advantages in your mind of being a run-first team?
Well, I just think that